Well, now it's time to say hallo und welcome, Jana Meyer, by Phoenix FM. Hoe gaat dit met you, Jana? I've messed it up. I knew I would.
Goedemiddag, Scott. Now, that was very good Afrikaans. Well done.
Well, I try my best. But I think right now we should switch over to English. Otherwise, nobody will have a clue what on earth we're talking about. Anyway, Jana is one of the founders of the South African Food Company. But before we get to talk about your business enterprise, or empire, I should say, let's find a little about you. You were brought up in South Africa, so what brought you to the UK? How long have you been here?
Scott, we've been here for 14 years. Initially, we just came over after university studies just to do a gap year, to work and travel. But we worked and traveled for a year and another year, and then we bought a house and bought a dog and got children, and you know, we just stayed.
All right.
That's the short,
So you weren't sort of chased out, because the weather's beautiful down in South Africa, so I wonder why you'd
leave. It feels like this every day, yes.
Yes, I know it does. And are the crime levels there as bad as reported in the press?
It is pretty high, yes. You know, there's not the freedom that we have over here. Mm. You know, you do live behind bars, basically, and definitely not the freedom that we have here. You know, when we go out to South Africa, we do try and go every year. We have to be really vigilant and really think about, you can't walk and talk on your mobile phone at the same time outside, and just little things that we take for granted over here, but that we can't do when we're back in South Africa, which is unfortunate because it is a lovely country and lovely people.
Obviously, you haven't been to Ilford recently. No, sorry, that was a joke. How do you see the situation in South Africa developing, especially once Nelson Mandela actually dies?
I think things have changed so much in the last 20 years. You know, before, I mean, we were still back there with the first elections, and everybody was saying there's going to be war, and, you know, get ready, stock up on your tinned food and water supplies, and nothing of that happened. You know, I think sometimes there is a bit more hype around it, which is not really going to be. I think a lot of changes has happened. People are really, enjoying each other and working together as a rainbow nation, and there's not as much conflict between different races as, you know, might be perceived or shown in the media, because it is, you know, people are living really well together, and people, everyone sees Nelson Mandela as a great leader. Mm. You know, he's done great things for South Africa, so I think it will be a sad time for everybody, really.
And there's still some really terrible poverty in some of the shanty towns, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So anyway, look, you came here 14 years ago, so how on earth did you suddenly move into the food business?
I think, like most food businesses, it started off almost like as a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, something that we quite enjoyed. You know, we love our South African food. We did. The story started with my son that was born 5 years ago. He was born slightly premature, and in Harlow in Princess Alexandra Hospital, he was taken into intensive care and stayed there for 2 weeks. We lived there for 2 weeks, and we've had friends who were really looking after us and bringing us, you know, dinners, because you can only have so many toasted sandwiches when you're in hospital. And one of our friends, actually, South African, brought us a babuati, which is a traditional South African, you know, it is the national dish.
And, what is it exactly?
The babuati is a mild curry beef mince, very fruity. It's got apple pieces in and raisins. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a sweet, mild, fruity curry. With an egg-based custard on top, which is really lovely.
Egg-based custard
That doesn't sound that good, but it is. That is the pot that doesn't sound good, but it is a really, really lovely dish. But so she brought us that, and I thought, oh my, this is so lovely. You know, we haven't had it for ages. And I know, you know, the thing is with South African food, there's lots of herbs and spices, and a lot of time goes into preparing the meals. And so many times I have bought those herbs and spices, but it sits on the shelf, and after a year I clear it out and I throw it away because I haven't had time to cook it. And it was lovely having that meal, and I did think, oh, there must be somebody making it and selling it. You know, there's quite a lot of South African shops around England, and we phoned up the shops to ask, because they do make the biltong and the sausage and a lot of sweets and cakes and things, but nobody was making the meals, and I thought, well, that'd be lovely if somebody could make that. And then we ended up making it for, it was a local coffee shop in Shenfield that sold the food, and it went really well. And a lot of non-South Africans were saying, but this is such a lovely cuisine, can you make other things as well, you know? And we started then, you know, preparing other dishes and, and sharing it with Brits and non-Brits. And actually, we were surprised by how well the non-South African community was enjoying, you know, the food. And it just grew from there.
Because I have to say, I'm astonished. I've never seen a South African restaurant. You see Chinese and Indian restaurants. Yes. And I always imagined that in South Africa you ate very much the same foods as we do here, Western European fare, that sort of thing. But from what you said, there's a very distinct, unique flavour to South African foods. So what exactly is that? Or is that too broad a...
No, that's right. I mean, we do eat, you know, we've got roast dinners and things, you know, which is the same. But then there is obviously South Africa, you know, it's because of all the cultural influences. You know, the food is a unique combination of African, Asian, Dutch, British culinary influence in the food. And the Cape was part of the spice routes in the 17th and 18th century. So although South African cuisine is not hot, a key feature of this cuisine is the depth of flavour, which is afforded by, you know, the herbs and spices, which turns an ordinary lamb and chicken or stew, you know, into a really unique and exciting new taste experience.
A pretty hot dish.
Yeah. So meaty, we try and, you know, break the rules of ready meals. We don't want to serve small portions. We do big portions, big meat. You know, our meat content is at least double that of your ordinary meals that you, you know, supermarket ready meals.
And no horse.
And really spicy, no horse. we do sauce. I mean, a lot of people do ask, do we, you know, have, you know, I think we actually fly it in from South Africa. We don't. We do sauce locally as much as we can. Yes. Some of the herbs and spices we do bring in from South Africa. Yes. But most of our, you know, most of our suppliers are local butchers.
So are you basically targeting people who've moved here from South Africa, or are you targeting ordinary Brits as well?
We do have, you know, both groups. We found that with the South African community, it depends on what stage in life they are. You know, we've got single men who don't want to cook, and they absolutely love it because it feels like their mums.
Well, even though I'm married, I don't eat.
We've got one gentleman who buys 16 meals every month because he feels like his mum's cooking for him. He's from South Africa.
Yeah.
But you know, then we have non-South Africans. It's definitely a massive market for us as well because people are exploring. The Brits are exploring. You know, international cuisine. It is quite nowadays, you know, more and more that people like to explore it. And we have such good wines in South Africa as well. So we have done like a wine evening in Shenfield a few months ago, wine and food tasting. Yes. So we matched up the wines with the food, and that went down really well.
Yep.
People were pleasantly surprised at how, you know, how good the food is. And yes, it is. People don't know the food, don't know South African cuisine, so it is lovely to be able to share that share it.
And you're covering the whole of the UK. You know, you've got outlets everywhere.
We've got we've got an online shop, and we ship overnight courier packed into special reusable freezer boxes with dry ice, so we can send it out to Scotland and Isle of Wight and Ireland. We've done it all. But we're also starting to move into different farm shops, delis, South African shops. Mm-hmm. So we've got three local shops. And then we have in Wales, we've got a shop. So at the moment, mostly in the south of England, we've got a few shops. We've got the Co-op in Danbury. That is stocking also Calcot Hall Farm.
Yes.
It's been stocking for quite a while. And then the Buckle Butchers in Shenfield. So we've got a few outlets in Essex and then a few around London and Wales.
Now, most of those you're supplying direct from here in stock.
Yes.
But the one on Canvey, I think they do their own, don't they? They make their own.
Canvey, that's the other Essex outlet we've got. Yes, they make their own biltong and the sausage, and they actually supply us for our meatballs. They supply us with the special the special mince mix that we have because the meatballs we're doing is actually the South African sausage, but just put into a meatball. So they are one of our suppliers as well as one of our stockers.
Now, you've only been going for, what, about a year?
Yes, 3 years in the making, but
3 years
trading.
In the making, but actually trading for you. So yes. What are your plans for the future development?
Well, we would obviously like to have more outlets and have more people taste it. We are doing quite a few shows as well. We did the BBC Good Food Show in Birmingham last year, the International Food Show in London, to get the food out and to get people to taste the food as well. So definitely shows are on the map. And obviously, the online shop we want to expand and also into other shops and delis, farm shops. We'd like to expand into northern areas, northern parts of the country as well.
Well, briefly, perhaps you could explain your connection with Jam International, exactly what that is and what it does.
So from the start, when we started the food company, we really have a heart to plough back into Africa. So we were looking to find, and we were actively searching for a charity that we can support so that we can plough back into Africa. And inspired by Tom Shoes in America, and they do a shoe for a shoe. When they sell a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes for a child in South America. And we were quite inspired by their story, and we found Jam International. They joined Aid Management. They do a lot of work in Africa, helping Africa help itself, but they also supply school meals for children in Africa. And we actually, for every meal that we sell, we do give a meal for a child in Africa. And it's lovely to know that that money goes for a meal. They've got the Red Bowl campaign where they show, the meal meals that go to the children. So it's a meal for a meal. Every meal we sell, we give a meal to Jam International.
That's absolutely fabulous. Now, you've got something to say about your website as well, haven't you?
So most the retailers only sell our single meals. We do have 22 lines of meals, so we do have a lot more that we can have in the shops, because obviously the shops don't have enough space for everything. So if people want to buy online, we do deliver free locally. Mm-hmm. There's an option on the website that they can choose free delivery, and just and we get in contact with them to deliver the meals. And for the Phoenix FM listeners today, we're going to, for the next week, we'll give you a special 25%. Discount. So
25%. Wow!
If you're on the checkout, just enter Phoenix FM in the coupon box.
So what is your website address?
It is southafricanfoodcompany.co.uk. So all one word: www.southafricanfoodcompany.co.uk.
And company is in full.
And companies and fools are very
company.co.uk.
.co.uk, that's right.
Great stuff. Well, look, thanks very much indeed, Jana, for taking
Thank you, Scott,
out and to talk to us today. And good luck with all your future plans. And perhaps I should say, danke and bye, geluk, tot ziens.
Bye, danke.